Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What's going on?
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
What did we do this
happy
week?
Happy to be here. Happy to be alive.
Happy to be here.
Happy that you're listening.
Super grateful. Super happy that you're listening.
We've done some Pilates this week.
We did. We did our first proper reformer Pilates class.
And let me tell you, we
it was an
underestimated
hour long.
It, I'm going to say.
Do you think? No, I think still would have been hard, but we're used to 45-minute classes. Do you think the extra 15 minutes pushes over the edge?
Oh, yeah, Max. I don't think it was the time limit that was the... It was
very strict.
For anyone that doesn't know, it's basically very like intense. Pilates on this machine. The machine looks a bit like a weird sex dungeon kind of machine.
It looks a weird 50 Shades of Grey
yes.
type.
There's like springs and straps. But
basically,
and
it has like a...
resistant.
You like lay on it, but there's also you change the bands and
the springs.
You push. It's like
it's all different.
It's like you're in like a sling.
Yes.
You know, like as a child, when you would bounce up and down in that sling. So imagine you're in one of those, but you can adjust the
resistance.
But you're laid on your back and you're pushing with your legs and with your arms.
Honestly, after about 4 minutes,
and she did the hardest ab exercise.
It was really tough, but we've challenged ourselves this week with a new workout. Trying new workouts
we're very achy.
Are good. I think if you're trying to get into some sort of workout regime or something like that, trying lots of different ones is a good place to start.
I think if you're
because once you find something that you like, that you enjoy doing at the gym, like I remember at one point I was obsessed with skipping, and I would skip all the time, and then it was like rowing. And once you find something that you like, it really motivates you to go if you're interested in working out.
If you're fortunate enough to have loads of different classes around. We've never done classes.
We haven't.
Because in Nottingham, there was never classes. There was only... I only ever did spin at my gym in Nottingham, but that was like the only class. Then all the other classes didn't appeal to me.
It's like Zumba.
It was like Zumba and fucking this, like, just sort of sprinting on the treadmill and just you know, because I was at that gym for so long, I just had this weird thing about the trainers. I just didn't want to...
talk to them.
Well, it's like they'd seen me for so long, and now I didn't want to start a class, and now we have to start communicating.
Right, okay.
I just kept myself to myself.
So I had an issue with world the classes. Out.
Yeah, but it's quite nice to go somewhere new and
start afresh. With an open
So there's a few other Pilates mind. Classes we need to try on the
report. That's what we did this week.
Word on the street is it's the workout of, you know, the models and it, all,
apparently
all the A-listers.
So. Apparently so.
There's those clips of Alexa Demi, Kendall and Hayley all walking out the same Pilates class in LA.
Wow. We'll give
so
it.
If it's good
we're
enough for them, we've
listen,
got to
return. We had to buy three classes up front.
We did.
So we've got to go
as a
back.
Trial.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
We'll
but
go
it was
next
tough.
Week. It's way harder than it looks.
Yeah. We That's really sure. did not.
There was old women in there acing us.
I was like, wow, you lot have been doing this for 20 years.
Smashing it out of the park.
2 decades, you've been on these machines.
What a nice life.
But welcome back, guys.
We've got a good question of the week.
It's girl talk time. Baby. just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
I feel like this is such a classic thing to ask.
That we've never...
But like, I feel like maybe we did years ago, but it's always a good one to...
resurface.
Refresh some memories. And
so we just wanted to have a chat, hear some of your stories.
I mean, the other option for the question of the week was, what are your weird food combinations? But we decided to go with
what
this
What is
one.
Your weird food combination?
I
know what mine is.
I don't think I have one. Or do I? There's
not that
nothing
I've
that's out of the ordinary that I'm like, only I like this.
Yes.
I used to have a can of chickpeas. This is actually something I used to crave all the time. I used to have a can of chickpeas and put sriracha over the chickpeas and that would be my snack.
Yeah. I see that.
That's not, I mean, it's a bizarre snack, but it's normal flavours.
Yeah.
If you like chickpeas and sriracha.
That's a good mix.
That
I don't think this
my
is
snack.
My go-to it's combo. I don't think it's weird. Maybe it is. Is mash.
Right.
And ketchup.
Oh, I think that's
yeah,
pretty
it's potatoes.
Standard.
It's like
standard.
Essentially like fries and ketchup.
Yeah.
But I used to mix it in, so my mash almost turned red.
Oh,
and
that's
I put
nice.
Peas in it.
Yeah. That's
like. And
say
then
that's
I like
classic.
Golden syrup on Yorkshire puddings, which is basically like a pancake mix.
Yeah, because Yorkshire puddings are a pancake mix.
Yeah, but it's just in a different form. But
I've seen some weird ones. Have you seen that girl who eats a stick of butter and she wraps like the sweets around it? She bites into butter.
No. I used to dip my finger in... I used to coat it in sugar and like dip it in butter when I was like a kid.
That'd be kind of nice though. It's like it's essentially like cake mix.
Yes.
Butter tastes nice.
Butter's
like,
delicious.
If I was to do a piece of
salted
toast
butter
and I was being generous with the butter,
so good.
But I couldn't bite into a stick of butter.
No.
Maybe that should be our next YouTube challenge.
Eating a pack of butter.
Yeah, she literally eats sticks of butter.
Oh my god.
As like
god.
Her meal. But she's so skinny. she
wow.
eats.
Doesn't
it.
Stick to her.
Doesn't.
Maybe she's doing Pilates every day. Who knows?
Is.
Anyway, but that wasn't the question of the week. The question of the week we went for was, we just wanted to hear some of your bad date stories, some things that have given you the ick on date. We just thought we could have some fun reading some of these.
I hope there's some good... What? I've not personally had a super terrible...
What's the worst date? If you had to rank them, what's at the bottom?
I'm trying to look... It's been so long since I've had a first date. Now, it would just be, I don't know, there's not been anything, fortunately, that's been like, ew, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But I know what they would be.
I feel like my worst
I
first
think if
date,
someone was proper trying to get me drunk, I think
that's what I was going to say.
That one would
my,
be, I'd be like, why?
I think my worst first date was... First of all, he made... I don't know why. I didn't
I remember that. I know which one you're talking about.
I didn't
want
to go. He made me travel about...
50 minutes.
50 minutes to get there. And
when he knew where you were staying.
Yeah. He knew where I was. And it was... He was very like, you know... Oh, it was literally the day of. And it was, oh, what do you want to do later? And I was like, well, you've obviously not, like, whatever.
So bizarre.
And I was like, oh, like, I want you like... I was like, anything. Like,
yeah.
I want, I
Balls
on a first date, I want a guy to make the plans. I'm not going to give you, not going to give you a plan. Like, I want you to do it. And so it was kind of off to like a bit of a weird start. And then literally, like, I was already like ready to go. And he's like, oh yeah, meet me here. And it was literally 50 minutes away. And I remember being sat there and I was like, I'm not going.
Number one thing is that he disregarded that's where he was so he made things more convenient for himself and less convenient, so selfish.
Yeah,
no respect on the first date.
Right.
That is the first red flag.
Yeah.
That.
So I was like, didn't want to go, but Chintz was going out with her boyfriend. And I was like, come on, it's my hot girl summer. Why am I going to decline this date? Let me just stop being so Mardy and just go. So I went. And then when I got there, there was a shot already waiting for me at the table. And I was like,
not even a nice glass of rosé.
No.
A porn star martini. A tequila. A diet Coke, I would have appreciated. Some water.
The table was empty.
Not even some still water.
And there was just a shot, one shot on the table. And I was like,
He's already done his shot.
Yeah, he had. He was like, I've already done mine. Like, this is for you. And I was like,
second red flag. You should have, number one, you should have waited for me to do the shot. Number two, why do you even, we've not even spoken. I might not even drink.
I could be sober.
I might and not here even I am to with drink a shot in tonight.
Right. It was very presumptive. But anyway, I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. So I just did the shot.
Well, it's and when you well, it's, be,
I didn't want to start off the date being like, no, thanks. So I thought, oh, just try and have a good time and just like, whatever. And then, yeah, like whenever a waiter would go by, he would like order alcohol like almost for me, not being like, do you want another drink? Like, what do you fancy? Like, and it wasn't like, oh, let me get you a cocktail list. It was like, can we have two more tequila shots? And I was like, what the fuck is this boy doing?
Some people find attractive when a guy
takes the lead in that sense.
Yeah, but he should have been like, what?
Was the fact that it was like shots and like, and I was like, what's going on here? Like, are we having a dinner date? Are we drinking? Like,
we went to have food. Was it a restaurant?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the place was called. I mean, some people were drinking and some people were eating. Yeah. I think we had like some nibbles.
Right.
But it was just, and then he kept like leaving like every maybe like 20 minutes. He was very like up and down in his chair.
To have a call.
Like he would smoke and then go to the toilet and then the phone would ring. And it was very like,
God, put your phone on. Do not disturb.
Yeah.
You don't need a cigarette. You can hold off for 2 hours to have a smoke.
Yeah.
And had pay some attention to me if you take me seriously.
Yeah, but then he was like, when he spoke, he was very like softly spoken, like very like asking me a lot of questions, like very much like was very complimentary, like wasn't a twat, but
when
just
you
was
lay
acting
out the facts,
a bit. Yeah, when you when I say it like that, I'm like, oh.
When you lay out the facts.
Yeah. And then I
now would you imagine we
like
were
he really wanted to see me again date. And I like kind of ghosted him 2 months later. I'm messaging what happened, blah, 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 like very, and I was like, whoa,
you won't follow me on Instagram.
You must have had a great time on that day, but
yeah,
I didn't
did. Imagine on a first date you were at dinner and he was like, oh, she'll have the she'll have the lobster,
perhaps the salad, perhaps not.
Perhaps the salad, perhaps not. I'll have the pie. If he ordered your food, I don't think I would. Is it attractive?
No, what's attractive is
if this I had previously mentioned I had never tried lobster or I don't know.
No, I think what's attractive, and credit to my boyfriend because he does this all the time.
Yeah.
He'll go to me, oh, what are you going to get? What do you want? Mm. And I'll tell him. And then when the waiter comes over, he just does the whole order.
Right.
So I don't have to, and I'm like, oh, right. It's just a good trait
so
to have.
That's nice.
So that's nice because it's like, we'll have this, we'll have this, we'll have this, we'll have this, we'll have this.
Perhaps we'll get some mash.
Do you want this? Yeah, we'll get
perhaps
that.
Perhaps we'll get some mash.
Yeah, but not being like, not assuming
because
what you
what
want.
Did I watch? I feel like I watch something and they sit down. They sit down. He's like, we'll have a bottle of, you know, we'll have a bottle of Chardonnay or whatever. And you will share the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, and we'll get two steaks, please.
And not even asking
her. And you just not even got to say.
I think with like, say if it's like,
and it's like
they want
what?
You to try something.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to order it. It's my favorite.
Well, what gets
I want
me,
you to try
say
it.
Say we had
sweet.
A conversation before and he's like, listen, the steak
here
is amazing. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that would be. I'm thinking about. I might get the steak, and then he just says, "We'll have two steaks." That's fine.
Yeah, but it's the going in blind and just but like that guy, two tequilas.
Me,
I don't,
you don't
fucking
know
want.
What
to...
I want. Mm. Like even if my boyfriend now was like, "She'll have the soup." No, I don't
Excuse
want the
me.
Soup. Yeah. Who said I wanted the soup?
Yeah,
right?
There's a line between
food is
confidence, gentleman type of thing,
and
just like, what the fuck are you doing?
And being controlling.
Yeah, like,
weird.
Don't assume you know what I want
what?
Because you've got it wrong.
Don't assume.
No one wants the fucking
don't
soup unless
fucking
it's pea, and then I'm all for
unless
it.
Unless it's
pea and mint
or
pumpkin.
Potato.
Oh, leek and potato. Good stuff.
Or just a classic tomato.
Mm.
We had a sweet
cream of
corn
tomato.
Soup.
It was very.
The thing is, I think if it was blended up, it was chunky sweet corn in just like broth.
Not good. Right, okay, this is your guys. We're going back to the worst date stories.
And also, sweet corn's the worst one to consume because it comes out solid in your poo.
That fascinates me because I'm actively chewing it. So how is it reforming?
In your belly,
God, it's like magnets inside there, drawing it back together.
It mustn't, though. It mustn't. You might grind it, but you mustn't break it apart.
Apparently not.
And
no.
Then, so maybe we're grinding it, but then obviously it's because it's small. It's small enough to go down.
Of course. But does the same thing happen with peas? I feel like no.
No. Peas are, I feel like, a softer texture. Raisins.
Chewing those a bit more.
There's the grapes. I feel like that would, obviously they just don't digest.
Who knows?
Have we told the story about when we went to the sewage plant on the podcast?
I feel maybe
like you
not.
Don't remember this moment. Do you not remember the moment?
I remember going to the sewage plant. I don't remember what a moment. Oh, the pile of poo. Yes, I do. School trip and we were about eight
to Nottingham
seven
Trent
even.
Waters sewage plant. What a disgusting trip for one that I had to pay for. It's disgusting.
Your mum had to pay
my mum had to pay for a disgusting trip to a sewage plant. We were sat cleaning water.
Yeah, we were.
You get dirty piss water, you gotta clean it through some machine yourself.
And then we got saw a massive pile of poo and it had all specks.
So yeah,
it.
He takes us around this massive pile of poo. Everyone's like, it stinks. Like, it's disgusting. And he's like, it's got all little white dots in it. It's,
and
everyone's
like, what's the white dots?
A big pile of poo, all these white dots. And he's like, can anyone guess what these white dots are? And everyone's like, goldfish.
Yeah. Teeth.
That was it. It was goldfish teeth. And like, I don't know.
Tissue paper, maybe.
Tissue. Wipes. And he's like, it's sweet corn.
And everyone's like, ew.
It doesn't digest. And ever since then,
the fact has really stuck with us.
Every time we eat sweet corn, I just picture that pile of poo. There's pictures of us at that sewage plant.
Is there?
There's pictures of me and some
There'll
kids.
Be somewhere.
Weird. Who's plant. Taking pictures there? It makes no sense.
It's an educational trip.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Worst date stories, guys.
It is interesting.
We've got spent the majority of it talking about the most beautiful girl he'd ever met. Not me.
Are you mad?
That's a weird...
Because there's that trick you have to do on your boyfriend when you say, have you seen the trick?
No.
So you go, would you rather kiss the most beautiful girl in the world for £100 or... No, for... Oh, what is the fucking thing?
Is it like kiss the most beautiful or kiss me? Is that what it is?
Yeah, or it's like, or kiss... No, it's like... Or kiss me for £50 or something like that.
That's a good trick.
Oh, no, what is it? No, it's really good. I can't remember it. And it's like a trick question. They have to go, it's you. I kiss you because you're the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
That's the trick. And you have to get them.
Everyone's going to do that tonight.
Wait,
that's a good
one. Wait,
so
he was talking about...
Most beautiful girl I'd ever met, and it's not me. So
on
that's
a
weird
date,
like power trip.
It's a weird
move, almost like guys thinking like I want you to want,
but to think that you get really attractive girls, so then I should be impressed that
yes
you have been with attractive girls, therefore I have to try really hard,
really hard.
Oh, I should be really flattered that you're on a date with
yes.
me. Kind of energy, like kind of like yeah, don't like that.
Yeah,
because on a Because you can talk about, like, your boyfriend's allowed to find girls attractive. It's normal.
Yeah.
We find guys attractive. But on a first date...
It's not the topic of conversation.
It's not the topic of conversation. You should be complimenting me. Mm.
I paid for our meals. I offered and he accepted. And he took my leftover food home for his dog.
The cheek of that. The cheek of that.
I mean, you offered.
But that's...
Which is the right thing to do, but the...
But the
polite response is, well, half it. Or no, I've got it.
When you offer, you should always offer with
intent
to
pay.
So he just...
So he took advantage of that.
He just took you up on the fucking offer.
But yeah, go on then. Oh my God, listen to this.
Oh my God.
He asked me what I do for work, and when I responded, he laughed and said, you'll never be on as much as me.
What a wow. prick.
I would have thrown whatever drink I had in this face and left.
What a prick. Wow. Excuse me.
He brought three friends along.
Excuse
the guys
me?
Just spent the whole time talking about their work.
Excuse me?
Bringing friends on a date, on a first date.
Excuse me? That makes no sense at all, though.
Oh, my God. Got catfished. Was a nice lad, but definitely photoshopped.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's this one? This is a... He arrived late because he went to the wrong place. When he finally turns up, he's drunk. He's very rude and arrogantly forward. Pulls up my Twitter asking me why I like certain tweets. We've been talking for a week. Lol. And then his mate turns up.
Fuck off.
Why? What? Why are we bringing? Why are boys bringing friends on dates?
I'm glad. I'm disappointed. I've not experienced such treachery.
You mean you're glad?
No,
you've
but
not...
like I'd like to experience something really
to being
terrible.
Like you can fuck off.
Yeah, to be like I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave.
You know what? I'm actually gonna leave.
Yeah,
it's the friends thing for me. That's like imagine. We've got a first date plan. It's a walk in the park. Oh, here's my mates.
Yeah.
Eh?
I brought three along.
What? The
weird
fuck?
I remember like I went on a date with a boy. Remember when I told you about this? When I was at school.
Literally
probably
15.
Like one of my first dates. And it was like a cinema date, you know, as you do. And I was there waiting at the cinema. So I was
remember,
like,
we were on the phone.
We were on the phone. I was like, oh my God, I'm waiting. Like I'm so
it must
nervous.
Have been
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. 14.
Year eight, year nine, maybe.
Young.
And then I see him approaching like for this little cinema date, and he's literally got his mate with him. And I said to Chintra on the phone, I was like, his friend's there. And you were like, what? Should I come? What? And I was like, oh my. And yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And I remember being there and being like, why? Even then at 13, 14, I was
like,
why is
your
mate here?
On the date?
Like, I thought it was such a weird move.
What?
But I think it was because he acted like this proper confident, like, you know,
Do you
guy.
Think it's
but
out
he
of
really wasn't. Yeah. He was like so shy and nervous. And I think he brought his friend as like a little backup.
As like a, we're cool. Like maybe he was trying to impress you. Like
yeah, but like it's
be like,
weird. Like I've not brought my, like this is,
no,
like, it was weird.
But maybe it was like a, oh, like I'm so nervous. And then maybe he was trying to make out to his friends like, oh yeah, well you just could come. Like,
it's chill.
Like,
yeah.
Because he needs that support because he was so scared to go on this fucking cinema date. We don't even talk at the cinema.
Just sit next to them,
imagine
watch the film.
Imagine suggesting cinema as a date.
That's what we did when we were that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's weird. Cinema. Bringing friends on dates.
That's fucking weird. That's like, imagine I arrange a date. And I'm like, Sophia, you come. And Sophia literally comes.
And I'm on my way.
It's weird.
Oh God.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Went
on a date with someone and they told me they'd slept with their ex an hour before.
Fucking idiot.
What are you? But why
again,
would you say that?
Again, is it to be funny? Am I meant to be? It's almost like impressed.
Ugh.
Like, what is the motive behind that?
I don't. What is the motive?
Is it like,
what's the thought process?
Is it like, oh, I want to let you, you know, I'm still. Is it like a weird, like, power trip to be like, well, I'm still, you know, fiddling with my ex. So, like,
ew,
don't get.
I've slept with her an hour before.
Yeah, like, don't get too attached. It's like a weird.
Ew.
I'd literally be like, okay.
I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go.
That's a warrant to leave.
Went for drinks with a guy and he fell asleep at the table and was sick in a bowl that he was holding.
That is disgusting.
Guys are showing up to dates drunk and with their mates.
And just like, that's disgusting.
That's the attitude.
Imagine, oh my God. But it just shows that, like, okay, you don't take me seriously.
No.
You don't
My date passed me £10 across the table and said, that's for your meal. What?
Where are we in McDonald's?
Went on a car date with a guy and he hit a fox.
Oh, that's
a way to ruin the mood.
That's really, there's not much coming back from that one, is there? Was it a hit and run? Imagine you just sped off.
No, you got to stop and call the RSPCA.
Imagine he just ran off.
I'd be like, we've got to go back. I'm a vegetarian.
And he's like, no. And he's just driven off. He did a hit and run on a fox. And you're in the passenger seat.
That's horrible.
You're guilty by association.
Yeah, you are.
And then you get pulled you're an accomplice. Over and he says, she told me to drive off. And you're just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God. Well, there's a lot of bad stories on here, guys. I could keep reading these for a long time.
Kim Tai vlogs kind of going sad, and she was watching. She was on driving, and she was watching these ducks try and cross the road, and I think some of the ducklings died or got hit. And she was sobbing in the car.
God, that's awful.
It was awful.
He picked me up to go for a drive. Drove to.
Did
a...
you see that TikTok the other day? It was no. Oh no, this is real sad. She was filming the ducks cross the road. This woman was filming the ducks. Across the road. Oh, it's really sad.
Why?
Shouldn't be laughing.
Did they get run
and,
over?
You know the little ducklings, they fall through the through
oh
the grate.
Oh my god, I have seen that.
But she's like, oh look at the ducklings. Not funny. And then she's like, don't fall through. And one of them
stop.
She's just like, oh.
That's awful.
It's horrible.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. I've seen it before, they just fall through.
The holes in the grates and the... Oh, that's awful.
We don't eat meat. We love animals.
We don't.
Oh, sorry.
He said...
You laugh when you're sad,
He
right?
picked me up to go for a drive, drove to a car park and stayed there till I asked to go.
We'll just park up there and have a chat.
I went on a first date and my previous fling was in the same bar and came over to us.
Oh, no need for coming over. That's unnecessary.
No need for that.
Especially if it was a fling. No, no, leave me to
they
leave
have
me
brown
be.
Teeth.
Oh, no.
God, you guys have all split up these responses into all these different boxes. I'm struggling to trace them. In lockdown, I went on a picnic date and got pooed on by a bird. Met his parents on the first date.
Oh God.
He cancelled last minute and I was already on my way. I fucking hate that.
Again, that's no respect.
Taken
for your
to
time.
McDonald's 9 weeks in a row. Refused to ever pay or go elsewhere.
What, for McDonald's?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Not even asking you where you want to go. We'll just go Mackey's again. Yeah, Susan,
nine weeks in a row. Yeah.
What was it this time? Nugs? Or a chicken
fish fillet, what
fish
is it?
Filet-O-Fish.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat him at the McFlurry this time.
Not horrific, but went on 4 dates and barely even brushed shoulders.
Oh, so it's just...
Just not being
just
physical.
A bit of nervousness from both ends.
The guy told me at the restaurant he'd been here a week before with another girl.
Again, is that a power trip? What is that?
To be like, I've got a lot of options. Yeah. I'm actively dating people.
I was actually here last week with another girl.
It must be. Because why else would you say it? Because you know it's not the right thing to say.
If I was on a first date, and yes, fair enough, say if I had been on a date the week prior, the last thing I would bring up is that I've been on a date with another guy a week prior.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You just wouldn't, would you?
It's just not something, it makes it, it's like, oh...
let's say you went on a date with a guy and it was the first date was pretty underwhelming, let's say, but maybe you really fancied him or you'd had some good chats like on the phone prior, blah blah, blah, but the first it was just a bit of a flop. Would you arrange a second one?
So it was a flop in what sense? We had some good chats.
I'm just imagining this off the top of my head. It was a flop, you know, maybe...
Maybe it wasn't.
You just
super
thought it was
going to
be better. It wasn't that fun. Maybe you guys weren't bouncing. The conversation wasn't going crazy. Like,
but he was really attractive, and maybe he was
just
a bit nervous.
You matched with him. You really fancied him. You'd had some good talks on the phone leading up to it, but the date itself was just a bit flat.
I think three dates would be enough to fully, you know, grasp someone's character
before you rule them out.
Yeah, get to, if they're not doing anything drastic, unless if you just were like, I can't be arsed, you know, it wasn't for me. But if you're kind of umming and ahhing, you kind of liked him, but you kind of thought he was holding back, or there was kind of not that great conversation, but we had some good moments. I think three dates.
And then don't waste any more time.
And then if you're still a bit like, do I, don't I, what can I gain from this?
Yeah.
You know?
Then it's a no.
I would say three dates or even two. And
I think two.
Depends, but don't they say three? What do they say about the number three?
Three's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
So maybe,
because also I can take a while to warm up. Mm-hmm. Everyone can take a while to warm up if they're not super. I don't know.
If you're not vibing straight away,
should you be vibing straight away if you're on the hunt for a relationship? I don't know. Things, but
it's tricky.
Good things take time. I don't know. It's.
I feel like I. When we were single, I was very hesitant for second dates.
Yeah.
If the first date didn't blow me away,
I
wasn't going on a second one, which maybe was too quick to judge.
Attracted to them.
Yeah, that there wasn't... Well, they were attractive. And I could see them and think, you're a handsome guy, but I'm not feeling any type of... chemistry or
yearning to see
attraction
you again.
Towards you, which is strange, but
no, it's good that you can recognize that
dating's good.
It's
good for your own research.
It's good.
And
for...
these worst date stories, like some of them are terrible, but you have to just laugh at most
of them.
Just
be a kid.
I know, it's good things to experience some of these. Oh my god, baby. First dilemma, guys, let's get into it. We've had a half an hour intro. Let's speed things up a bit. That was a long first date talk.
Jeez.
This isn't even a boy talk, it's a girl talk.
Jeez. Right. So now we're back to the friend topics. So I ghosted my best friend. I'm looking for closure. Okay.
You're looking for closure.
So she ghosted her best friend and she's looking for closure. So I have something I'd like to discuss. Basically, help me see if I did the right thing or not.
You know, I saw a TikTok, just quickly, and it was like, there's no such thing as closure. Like, closure is like completely overrated. Like, you don't, like, no one needs closure. Like, it's kind of like this made up thing that doesn't really exist.
That's
like, you just need to decide in your head that it's done.
Right.
Like, what else are we yearning for? Like,
it's like with exes, it's like, what needs
for
to be said if we're broken up?
Yeah,
if it's over and done with. So I ghosted my best friend about a year ago now.
Okay.
And for some context, I'm 23 and was friends with the girl since we were 11.
Wow, that was a big ghost.
Had the best bond and it was a real genuine friendship, which is really hard to find. Okay. However, she was always a really negative person and would always see the negative of any situation.
That can be a bit draining.
She used to slag off her other friends to me and then act like everything was fine to them. So it made me wonder, is she doing the same about me to them? It would. Before I ghosted her, I had started talking to a new boy. He's now been my boyfriend for 2 years and we're really happy. At the time, she was single and ended up putting me in a really awkward situation involving other boys. She knew I really liked my now boyfriend, but her excuse was, well, you aren't together.
Oh, so would she try and like make you go out with guys and go on double dates?
Okay.
Because she was single.
Right.
And
she'd be like, well,
flirt
with
guys, wingman.
Well,
wingwoman.
He's not your boyfriend yet, so whatever. But yeah.
Putting you in awkward situations.
When she knew you liked this other guy.
Yeah.
That's unfair. This for me was the final thing that made me think I don't want to be friends with you anymore. But like I said, other than those things, we had such a good friendship and I'd struggled finding other friendships like it. I can't help but sometimes think, was I overacting and have ruined it for myself? Or do you think I did the right thing by cutting this sometimes negative thing out my life? I mean, it's interesting that she's not reached out to you. Also, how was that cutting out process? I'm sure that was
ghosting sounds very sudden.
And like disappearing off the face of the earth. That was really hard for, I mean, for both of you. Like,
it's very, seems very sudden.
Yeah, but I'm just surprised that she's not reached out since
for some answers.
But then it makes me think, was she that bothered? You could even look at it like she was just so hurt and couldn't even fathom how you've, you know, ghosted her and just thought, you know what, fuck her. I don't need anything to do with her anymore if she's gonna ghost me like that, blah. Or or she wasn't that bothered about it to begin with. But
what's the question?
She's just saying like she wants to get closure. So she wasn't it like, do I look for closure? What was the line?
She's saying, what was the line? I can't help but sometimes think I overreacted. And I've ruined it for myself. Or do you like think I did the right thing? So you're thinking like, do I reach out to this girl again that I've ghosted? Or have I made the right call?
Right, but she was saying previously that she's struggled to find other friendships like it.
But this girl can be very negative and has put her in some awkward positions in the past.
So it's a bit, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's weighing up, it's almost like a relationship. You're weighing up whether this person is good for you. Or
one of you guys sent this question in and it was like, how to know the difference between red flags or just things that you can work through. And it's the same for friendships.
It's the same in this instance. So it's like, was that just part of her personality?
Something you can just deal with.
Something you should have just dealt with. Or is that, no, I don't want
someone like that in my life. It's about knowing what you're okay with, what your like non-compromise
points are. About knowing your boundaries, knowing your non-negotiables.
Exactly, non-negotiables, that's what I went to
say. You know, you've grown up with this girl and now you're an adult. You're thinking, you know what, I don't want someone negative. I don't want someone making me feel a certain type of
way
about this or this or this. And if that's how you feel, then you do have to just be like, okay, this person's not going to be my friend anymore because it's just...
almost like going back to an ex. Because I think in the moment you decided, I've had enough. I'm going to ghost this girl. Like maybe you shouldn't, I don't think you should have ghosted her in the first place. But anyway, like I've ghosted this girl now. You've got to the almost that breaking point of being like, I can't have this girl in my life anymore. I need to basically get out, escape, and disappear. So, and then it's like when you break up with an ex and then you think about going back to them because you're remembering the good times and all the happy moments, and that is what makes you go back. So
it's also loneliness.
If you'd have got like in a new relationship, you would not be thinking about going back to your ex. So likewise, if you'd have found, you know, a week later, if this new amazing girl walked into your life who was the greatest friend you've ever had and really ticked all your boxes and thought, wow, this is a really like ride or die type of friend, you probably wouldn't be thinking now about getting back in contact with Susan. Maybe it is just because loneliness is kicking in a bit. You are thinking about the good times. You are seeing people out with their friends and thinking, oh, like I haven't got that at the moment. And maybe that's what's drawing you back. Not actually
the missing of
the day-to-day reality of being friends with Susan.
Exactly.
Maybe that would be my take.
But the thing is, like, maybe you've evolved as a person. Maybe you're thinking, has she? Maybe there is room for reconnection. But maybe if you're gonna reconnect, you lay it out. Tell her why you ghosted her. But like, look, it got too much. Be honest and try and like really work through that and see if she's even willing to be. She might not be willing to be friends with you again. I don't think I would. If someone ghosted me for a year, I think I'd be like, do you know what? Fuck off then.
Yeah, you can.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm over it now.
Unless, you know, I knew I had done wrong. Unless she's super self-aware and. you know what I mean? And it's like, you know what? I did treat you poorly. Mm. I want to apologize.
I would say stand by the decision that you made.
Yeah.
And stick with it.
Yeah.
And don't let that negative person enter your life again. But there is also the point that good friends don't come around often. You did have your good moments.
You can literally see it.
You know, you
ends.
Are, you have both grown up a bit. It could be time to come back together and it might be a new friendship. It might be different.
Yeah, might be
you
fresh.
Set boundaries, you explain things.
Yeah, you don't let her cross that line anymore. Mm.
Either
know.
One is a good decision, I mm-hmm. think. So it just depends on what your gut is pulling yeah. you towards.
And think in the beginning, it probably won't slip back to how it was before. Mm-hmm. As in, like, you're not going to meet up that one time and it be like all hunky-dory like it was, you know, 5 years ago or something.
There might be some tension,
you know, that
it
might be a bit awkward,
but if it's a good friendship then it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly. So just see how valuable she is to you
now,
you know, if she can add value now, then sweet, let's get her back in the picture.
It's hard on that is. Yeah, never really thought about that.
I think it's hard to speak on until you're in that involved. Situation and you know that person, and I don't know who this girl is. Like, she didn't treat me poorly,
right?
You know, so I you know.
Next one, this is interesting topic. Am I the bad guy for asking my boyfriend to help pay for birth control? Hi girls.
I mean, no.
Me and my boyfriend have been going out for just over 2.5 years.
Nice.
Our relationship is really good. Mm-hmm. We don't really fight and are always open and honest with each other. Mm-hmm. However, I recently had to spend 60 euros, so I'm guessing she's not in England, 60 euros on birth control, as jeez. I do every 6 months. Oof. And of course, yeah, obviously we get it for free and then NHS, don't we?
Yeah.
And asked my boyfriend, jokingly at first, to contribute half, to which he laughed at. I got annoyed because in the 2.5 years we've been going out, I have spent over 250 euros oof. On birth control and doctor's appointments when he hasn't contributed anything.
I don't like that he laughed at the joke.
I'm also a student with a part-time job, so don't earn huge money.
Right.
However, he changed the topic before I got more annoyed.
But he did.
I would understand the boy not contributing in the first few months to a year of dating. Mm. However, because we've been going out for so long, I did not think it would be an issue at this point. Am I the bad guy for asking him to pay half?
Yeah, when he's the one being like, are you taking birth control today? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Like, you'd be shitting yourself if I didn't take it.
Right, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, well, would like you rather how would you feel if you've been dating your boyfriend for 2.5 years and he's like, would you pay for these condoms?
And you're like,
it's the same.
You're laughing. You're like,
fat chance. You just wouldn't do it, would
but
you?
But it's like, would he rather the expense of a child?
Right. Of nappies?
Would you, of nappies. You know, because we're going to be going 50-50 on that.
And a high chair.
Buying
a
the
push
bottles
chair.
And buying a push
a
chair. And
it's expensive. Yeah,
right. Mm. Childcare.
Cough up.
Do you know what I mean?
Strings.
It's like, would
give
you,
me 30 euros. Like,
does he actually deep what it is?
That's just, you know, the classic, that's just the mentality of, it's your problem.
Yeah,
you've got to deal with that. I'm not in charge of that. Because, that's your body. You're dealing with that, not
great
me.
Great joke you made. Ha-ha. Love that. You know, he should pay half. Ha-ha. He should LOL. Have reacted and gone, ha-ha. Well, I can if you want.
Yeah.
I'm willing to. I should. Why aren't I?
Yeah.
Take
why
my money.
Haven't I been?
Why haven't
let
I
me
been?
Give you a bank
it
transfer.
Should be willing. It should be like, absolutely. Well, I'll get you next round. Mm. You've got this one.
Because otherwise, know. It's like, I can't afford it this month, so we're not going to have sex.
Right. So, well, then it's like, okay, well, then if we're going to play this game, then you provide the condoms then.
Right.
And
fuck the birth control.
And you can pay for what you use. And yeah, I can't afford the birth control.
Yeah.
So
it's going to have to come out of your pocket.
Do you know
now,
what I mean?
Or we're going to be celibate.
Yeah. Or yeah, we'll have no sex until, you know, until I
you want to have a child.
Until I can afford, yeah, my next round of birth control.
Mm.
Like it. I think just talk to him. Maybe he's a bit uncomfortable, obviously, on the topic. He laughed to change the subject. He's like,
yeah.
So, what do you want for dinner? He's obviously a bit uncomfortable.
I mean,
never
I do, like, you know,
before.
I can't really see, but you know, in the first couple months, you know, maybe you're thinking that I'll get this up, but after you've been dating for years,
well, yeah, especially if
this has got to be a split cost,
especially when you get to a point in your relationship where you're thinking, where you kind of mapped out a future together, mm-hmm. right? You know, where you maybe you're at that point where you're like, oh, well, we'll have kids in 5 years' time,
yes,
and maybe, you know, and
we'll
it's
get
like,
a house here,
and you're both kind of set on like, well, we're together,
yeah,
and
it's like, you're well, committed,
yeah, and so it's like, well, for the meantime, I'll stay on birth control, Simon, you know, just so that we can prevent the pregnancies, yes. until we're, you ready. Know, got the house, or until we're engaged at whatever point. Mm. So the fact that he might well know what the future plan is, and they're still like, whoa, 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 well, that's your expense.
I don't like the non-contribution. This would really put me off.
I think
someone.
I think you've not had the conversation. Sit him down.
Seriously
and be
enough.
Like, listen, you know, I'm a student. You know, I've got this expense, which is
€60.
I don't want to be taking this. Mm. I do, but also, do you know what I mean?
I'm taking this for us.
For us, it's, you know.
If you weren't in the picture, I wouldn't be taking this.
Right. Essentially. Probably. I wouldn't, right? So put it like that and be like, I would love if you could contribute and just help me out with this. It really sets me back when I've got to pay for it. And over the course of our relationships, cost me €250. And
€30 is much easier than €60.
When, like, if we just half it, it would really take
much
away
more manageable.
Off me, and it'd be way more manageable, and you know, it'd just make me feel a bit better about it.
And I feel like once you've had a serious conversation about he would be willing to contribute. I'd like to think so.
After that, if he is serious, still laughing, like, no, you know. You know, we know what we're going to do there.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the one for us.
Maybe he just didn't take you seriously when you said it. And maybe he's just... Because, you know, birth control and taking your birth control, that's not on a male's radar, really, is it? They're not really thinking about you're having to go to the doctors and get a repeat prescription and maybe have a blood test every now.
Right.
They're not thinking about that. It's just like they don't think about when
they
you're on your period and buying
Susan's
tampons.
Susan's on the pill.
Yeah, it's not on their radar about the admin behind it because they don't have to deal with it. So maybe he's
and they've
just
never had to deal with it.
Yeah,
you know,
lucky.
Yeah,
fuckers.
Lucky.
So he's just heard that and thought, haha, laughed it off. Not really deeped the fact that actually you're shedding out all this money for it. I think once you've had a serious conversation, he would be like, the light bulb would go on, and he'd think, actually,
I should hope so.
I would like to think so.
I should hope so.
And if it doesn't, you're going to have to come back to us and we'll give you another option.
Yeah, if it doesn't, let us know his response and we'll see how to act accordingly.
Yeah, we'll act accordingly, absolutely.
But it's like, okay, well, are you ready for a child? Like, if he responds, be like, no, well, are you ready for a child then? Like, it's right. It's true. Oh, so are we going to have a baby then?
Yeah.
You know?
Or are we going to be celibate?
Yeah. Freak.
Then he would switch up.
Yeah, then well, I'll keep the baby.
Yeah, but I'll go get cash
once
out.
I get pregnant, because it will happen, I'll have the child. Let's hope it's triplets, you know? Fucking hell.
What? Wow.
And now he's got, you know, he had a €30 expense every 6 months, and now he's got
now
three kids to handle. What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Oh, God. Baby. Do I put myself first is the question.
Always.
So let's see. I've got into a sticky situation as a sudden opportunity to go to LA this summer has come to rise and it sounds like an amazing trip.
Wow.
But it coincides with my prom and a summer camp trip I was meant to go with my friends.
Oh.
Right? The issue is, I sort of encouraged my friends to sign up to this camp in the first place. So I would feel awful if I didn't go, and they would too. It's like, well, you
arranged this
and now you're not coming. What the fuck, Susan?
It's like when you arrange the dinner and you want to back out, you can't because you've organized
you've
eight people
here,
to be
right.
there. Bookings under your name,
and in the end I don't want them to hate me for ditching. Right. I would love if you could give me some advice on what to do, as I don't want to miss out on LA, but also don't want to miss a big thing like prom and make my friends upset and the summer camp.
Summer camp and prom, gosh. Well, what a time to be alive that is, ladies and gents.
What a lovely life you lead. Wow. Summer camp or LA? I'd love a summer camp. Just in the cabins with the girls.
On the lake.
On the lake, doing some water sports, doing some rock climbing.
Yeah.
Zip lining.
Absolutely.
Depends what, in America, there's all sorts of different camps.
Summer camps,
you can do cooking camp. Mm. Oh, I went to soul camp.
Good to Camp Rock.
Yeah. I went to music camp. What are the camps?
What's the one in the Parent Trap? I thought that's an all-rounder.
That was just an all-rounder, but there's like specifics. I'd enjoy that.
It's almost like PGL. Who went to PGL?
Yeah. Parents Get Lost.
Parents Get Lost.
Yeah.
Good times that was.
Good times. Right, okay. So this is actually a tricky one. That's like, let's put ourselves in this. That's like me going.
You've double booked.
That's like me going, girls, you have to come to, I don't know, this event. Buy yourself a ticket. Like, you have to come.
Please. I'm moving around my schedule I can come to this event.
I really want you to be there. You, Lydia, all my friends, just the two of you. You've got to make sure you come. Don't you dare miss it. They're like, yeah, fucking
hell. I bought an outfit.
Fucking hell, Chintzy, yeah. We booked it. And then all of a sudden,
you're backing
someone's
out.
Whisking me off to LA. And I'm thinking, fuck. I'm going to go to LA. Fuck that event. And I've now got to break the news.
You go into LA then?
Well.
Wow.
The question is though, does she put herself first? That's always the question. So is she going to, like, do you think, no, my morals and my priorities, I would... My morals are, it's like Phoebe, what are her morals in that thing when she's like friends first and then that guy asked her on that date?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, whoever booked you in first, that's
I mean, that is the general rule that whoever you made the plans with first, or whatever plans you made first,
you've got to
are the ones
through.
You have to stick by, even if a better offer comes along. However, I know that can be tricky. We've had people cancel on us because better offers have come through the door.
Yeah, of course.
So we've probably done the same. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
So it, but then if they're good enough friends, and this was an opportunity that...
Well, it's a holiday.
Which, but let's say, but she says it's an opportunity in LA. I feel like she's auditioning for some role.
Right.
It's an opportunity in LA.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from it. I'm getting like...
We've got work lined up.
I'm going to Disney and I might be on the new Disney show.
Oh, okay.
I might be the next Zendaya. You know, I've got to read my script. Got to learn my lines. That's what I'm seeing. So if they're good enough friends, you've got to be like, Sophia, listen.
I've got a big opportunity.
I might be the next... Give me a famous...
Who do you want to be? Selena Gomez. She's a Disney star.
I might be the next Selena Gomez. And I've got to go and do this audition in LA. I'm going to miss that event. Please support me in this endeavor. I can give my ticket to you so you can find another friend to go with.
Another plus one.
And you got to support me. But if you're ditching, there's a difference between that and ditching your friends for
a better
other
offer.
Friends or a better offer, which is just like recreational.
Yes.
That's a business
decision.
Deal, but a recreational ditch.
Right. It's not okay.
I feel like you can ditch friends for family if it's important.
Yeah, I think you can ditch
so you
friends
can be like,
for family. I've got to go.
My mum said I've got to go to this mum thing.
Yeah, I think you can ditch
you
mum
know,
thing.
That's fine. But if it's other friends for other friends, that's when it gets tricky. It's like, well, you do value them over us. Who are your better mates?
Right.
You know, you invited us.
You obviously rather hang out with them.
Yeah, that's the kicker. That's the burner.
Because it's like, well, yeah, you would. You've cancelled.
Right,
on.
So in this girl's situation, summer camp and prom, or the opportunity in LA, girl, you're going to LA, get yourself on that plane.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100% it's an opportunity.
I've got to reread this email. What opportunity? I thought she was going on holiday.
It's an opportunity to go to LA.
Oh, a sudden opportunity to go to LA.
It's a sudden opportunity. It's not just a trip.
Oh, I thought she just meant a sudden, like, you know, someone said, we can go to LA, can come with me.
Someone wants to sign it to an agency. She was like, you know, she's a model.
I'm thinking suddenly the chance has come up to go to LA. Like, tickets have become available type of thing.
Right. I'm seeing a future career prospect. So, like I would say, Sophia, listen, I'm not going to make summer camp.
Do you know what? In these scenarios...
I'm going to have to miss out on prom sometimes. For your, you know, prom, what a great night that's going to be. Really, it's going to be really great. But sometimes you're going to make sacrifices for your career and your future.
I think, in all seriousness, nothing you can never beat a pros and a cons list. Let's write some pros and cons of each thing. Yeah. Like, okay, what am I going to benefit solid. From going to LA? What am I going to... Who am I going to hurt? What am I going to have to do? Blah, 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 blah. And then let's think, okay, well, what if I just put that to the side? That could come back around. LA's not going
summer
anywhere.
Camps every summer.
But, you know, LA's not moving. The flights are going every day.
It's a sudden opportunity. It's not just a trip. Have you not got this for your head
yet?
Well,
I'm not seeing a sudden opportunity as a... I'm thinking another friend has said, my friend's not coming, you can come with me instead. Let's go. And it's a sudden opportunity to go to LA.
I'm seeing it as an audition. It's on the 12th of May. And if you come, brilliant. We can audition you. If not, it's your last chance. We're not going to see you again. That's what I'm seeing.
It's your call.
Weigh up what this... Look, you're the only one who knows what this opportunity is.
Maybe genuinely speak to your friends and be like, look, guys, I'm in a bit of a sticky situation.
See how they
I've
react.
Been asked, I've got a sudden opportunity to go to LA. It's same time frame of our summer camp and our prom. How do you guys feel about it? Before you make a decision, why don't you actually speak to the people involved and get their two cents?
And also talk and to then, your mum and your dad. They're very wise.
And whatever it is, it's not the end of the world. Parents, you know, these things can feel like such huge...
Well, it's a big decision.
...moments. Yeah. But then you'll look back and you might not even... This might not be
like,
a significant
part. If it's anything, our prom was shit.
Yeah. We could have easily missed it. I don't even remember it.
I would rather...
...have missed it.
...have missed it.
Absolutely.
That's saying a lot. But every prom's different.
Some people have a ball.
Take with that what you will. And on that note...
On that note, thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
That was a fun dilemma to end
on.
Yeah, see you next Wednesday. Yeah. Email your dilemmas, guys, to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Just please need to follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom and @thegirlsbathroom on Instagram.
It's a good time over there.
Love ya.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.